a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
The middle of the freaking night. How are you? This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It's Wednesday night, the 5th of December 2007. We have a super big show for you tonight. We're going to talk micro broadcasting. And this is a question I get asked a lot. How do you do this? How do you get involved? What's it take? And we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to have Mike Jones on with Texas Resistance Radio. We were going to get another individual on in Montana. He is ill tonight and unable to be with us. So we hope Mike up there in Montana gets better very quickly so we can get him on for the next show. Mike's an old hand at this. And so this is going to be a great show. And we're going to talk to Mike here in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get things rolling. If you have questions tonight, jot them down. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And this is a great way to make an impact on your community in ways that you would not believe. And you can get the word out about local events. You got a Ron Paul meetup group. You need to have them listening to this show. So pick up the phone, call people in the meetup group and say, hey, we need to listen to this. This can help us get the word out about Ron Paul. And it's a big thing. And hopefully very soon the micro here in Oklahoma City will be back up. And I'm awful excited about that, because there's nothing like going down the road hearing Stad Miller on the radio. I mean, it's just not. You know, you're listening to it inside on the internet where you're at, and get in the car, start it up, and off you go. Boom, there they are. And you pick up right where you left off. And so it's a big thing to be able to potentially reach thousands in your community as opposed to just one at a time with a DVD. While that's been effective, this is just it's the same thing on a grander scale. Plus, it gives people to keep coming back to for more information. Because once you start looking at this information, you start getting this information, just a little bit is not enough. And you want more, you want more, you want more. And this gives you an opportunity to be able to give them more and truly wake up your community, whether it be small, be large. But like I said, you got a Ron Paul meetup group. This is perfect for it. And it's not a lot of money. Well, I guess that's all a matter of, of perspective. But you know, you can get a group of people together and get this done. And get it done quickly. The more stations we have up around the country, the more of an impact we'll make. And I truly believe if we have 1,000 to 1,500 stations up and running, folks, we will make an impact. Back in just a minute, Mike Jones around the corner. We'll also do a Mouseketeer roll call. Everybody in the chat rooms, don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider, and you're plugged into the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday night. It is Mouseketeer roll call time as we find out who's out and about in the various chat rooms that we have open and running and listening to the show. The RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room. Got a nice little crowd in there tonight. We've got Ann, Catherine, Fresh, Chris, Mona Montgomery, OIA, RBN Manny. Producer Manny, keeping an eye, mind in the store, as it were. Rob, Rogue Dolphin, Wolf, and Wolfgang is in there. In the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Amoral Fat, Calvin, Doug, Fates Web, Hard True Soldier Chick, Sergeant John Preston and his dog King, Josh, K. Barker, MT. MT is medical transcriptionist, by the way. We have Chris, we have Lee, LG Man, Low Tech, Michael, Mike S, Mike CTW, Neo, Rob, Rob Chowda, and Rob Works.
Rob
Chowda. Well, it used to be Paul Chowda, Chowda, now it's Rob Chowda. So hello to everybody in both the chat rooms, both at RepublicBroadcasting.org and at MidnightRidersShow.com. If you've got comments or suggestions about the program, let me know. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. Now, on to the program. Going to talk about micros. Want to welcome to the program a guy who is a micro pioneer of sorts. Down in Austin, he and others have made Austin kind of the king of the micros as far as making that city effective from an activism standpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Jones. Mike, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited about tonight's show. Mike in Montana wanted to be with us, but he's ill and not going to be able to make it tonight.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, because he's got an awful lot of experience. All right, let's just start breaking this thing down because I'm getting people asking me about this stuff every day. Matter of fact, I had a guy asking me tonight about equipment in the Midnight Rider Show chat room earlier, and just asking question after question. He's doing his research and boning up on the stuff. He's a little east of Austin. I told him he needs to get in touch with you. But basically, break down what micro broadcasting is in a couple of minutes, and then we'll start going from there.
Well, micro broadcasting is bringing down either a satellite feed through a KU satellite or an internet feed, and putting it out, rebroadcasting it over the user-friendly venue of FM radio, which everybody has in their home and their car. And I know out here I have a radio going upstairs in my bedroom and one down in the living room, so I get probably 16 to 20 hours, depending on how much I sleep, of Patriot Radio all the time. It's great. Keeps me informed.
Yeah, most certainly. Most certainly. And I have missed our micro here a ton.
Well, hopefully you get that little Christmas present I sent you, and you guys will be back up and going again.
Yes, indeed. And it says that, and I'm waiting on one other piece and a little meter, and I will get it to the folks involved, and we'll see what happens.
Well, great.
Yeah. So in essence, you're pulling a feed down either via satellite or the internet, and you're rebroadcasting it to your local community. You're using low power. Which is like you know, most big FM
stations. It depends on how you want to define low power. But.
Well, that's true. I mean, used to the FCC used to classify low power as a Class D station with a max of 10 watts.
Right.
But Class Ds no longer exist. So, yeah, your power is lower than that of the big FMs.
That's true.
You know, some are running at 100,000 watts, 50,000 watts, 20,000 watts. Your small ones might be at 3. But still, you know, you're there, and with the right work, a little bit of tweaking, you can really put out a pretty big signal.
Yeah, we just powered the one up in Austin back up full, and I don't get to hear it since I'm not living in Austin, but hopefully it's getting out further than it was a couple weeks ago.
Well, if anybody's listening in Austin, call us up and give us a signal check tonight. That'd be a good thing. That'll help Mike know how far it's getting out.
Yep.
And go ahead.
Well, I'd say that'd be good. I talked to Richard. He is a what I call an extreme patriot in Austin, and he's going to give me a call and let me know what's going on.
Well, excellent. So just kind of drive around and find out how far it gets. All right, when somebody decides they want to do a micro, what's the very first thing that they need to do, Mike?
I would... Yeah, I think you have to take into consideration where you're at, how much of the surrounding area you want to cover, and you want to select the correct frequency so you're not interfering with any commercial license station, and do your homework in that area. That's a very important start right there. And then I think you have to determine how much money you have to spend. And everybody's a little different about, you know, what their limitations are. And that's why it's good to have people like myself and Mike in Montana and other folks to talk to about this, is we can kind of give them some checkpoints on what they want to do and what they don't want to do.
Yeah, now when selecting a frequency, Mike, what does somebody want to look at? What do they want to be thinking about as they're selecting their frequency, and how do they go about it?
Well, let's just say most of the time, unless you're living in a big city, like Austin or San Antonio or Dallas, which are Houston. These are all towns we've had micros in the past. And the biggest problem we have with those is the dial is very crowded, and it's hard to find. So and it's probably a good idea to stay on the low end of the dial, which is where the non-commercial stations are, you know, your talk shows and your Christian stations down around 90.1. Let's just say you want to try 90.1 in your local area. So what you'd want to do is dial it in on your FM radio. You want a good radio first to start with, and you want to, dial it in and see if there's any kind of noise on it. And then what I recommend is that they go two clicks up, 90.3 and 90.5, and see that those are clear, and then go two clicks down, 89.9 and 89.7. You don't want to get any interference. And then after that, it's probably a good idea to pull up the FCC's website, see if there's any pending licenses for any of those frequencies in your area. But if you're in a small town, usually you don't have too much to worry about. Now, there are some small towns that fall between big towns where it can be a problem. But usually if you do your homework and you do it pretty well, it's pretty easy to get a frequency.
I think that's probably one of the keys is getting is doing your homework in advance, getting that stuff all out of the way before, and then especially with your budget, deciding how much you're going to spend, and then that's really going to determine how much you're going to be able to do.
Correct. I agree.
Yeah. And there's a number of ways to go about this. There's a lot of equipment that's available off the shelf. But if somebody is pretty handy with electronics, they can build their own rigs as well.
Well, and as I've gotten to know Mike in Montana, Mike's a very, very talented individual. And he's shown me pictures of things that he's built, and it's every bit the quality of the commercial equipment that you'll buy from Progressive Concepts and some of these other outfits that sell FM electronics. And I certainly would like to see Mike, get some business. If he can build it and build it right and build it for less than what you get it for retail, then why not put a few bucks in a Patriot's pocket?
Yeah, exactly. It's Patriots working with Patriots, and I think it's very cool. He sent me some pictures of the stuff he's done.
He's got a fantastic three-quarter wave antenna, one that cost me $350 to buy through Progressive Concepts, and I know that he can build it for less than that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool to be able to have that knowledge.
Well,
he's
got a lot of experience in the engineering and the building part.
Right.
Myself, I'm not a real hands-on techie kind of guy. You know, my credibility comes in the fact that I put up over 30 of these stations in the last 7 years. But he's the one that knows the equipment inside out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, 30 stations in 7 years, that's going to give you an idea of what's going on and what to do and what not to do. I mean, I would imagine that, Mike, with Radio Free Austin and with the Texas Resistance Radio Network now, that you probably have made mistakes along the way and have learned what not to do again.
Yep. Yeah, I have. I definitely I've had my fair share of accidents, from antennas to falling over to lightning hitting antennas and burning up amplifiers, all kinds of stuff. You got to ground your antenna.
Oh yeah, most certainly. Yeah, and you know, you want to make sure you have that thing grounded, because you don't want to jump it in the house either.
No,
I've seen what lightning
might scare
will do
the dog a little bit.
Look, I when I worked in mainstream radio years ago, I pulled into the parking lot of the station I'm working at during a thunderstorm, and I just happened to look up, and the tower is being hit by lightning, and it's licking down the guy wires, and you can hear it going, as it just licks down the guy wires. That was scary.
That's
just
great.
That and the fact it was pretty close to me. It was within a couple hundred yards of where
I
was at,
and
I've actually had it strike closer.
What kind of damage you sustained from that?
None. They had great lightning protection. They didn't even miss a beat.
Well,
then again, I've seen stations that weren't well protected, and they were off the air. It's how much protection, and again, the homework that you do and the study that you do to make sure what you're doing is right. We're talking with Mike Jones of the Texas Resistance Radio Network. We're talking micro broadcasting tonight. Phones are starting to fill up. Be patient with us. We'll get to you. The number 800-313-9443.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Midnight Rider. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're talking about micro-broadcasting tonight, the way that you, an individual, can have an enormous impact on the community you live in, which is basically a one-time investment, and you pay the light bill. You can literally reach thousands. With a micro-broadcast, low-power FM radio station. My guest tonight is Mike Jones with the Texas Resistance Radio Network. And we're talking about micros. We get asked about this all the time. Mike is in the Austin area, I think in Fredericksburg. Is that right, Mike?
That's right.
Yeah. Sound in Fredericksburg has been at this for 7 years. He's put up 30 stations, and he's got a lot of good information, good tips. That's why we've got him on tonight. Because I'm literally being asked about this every day. How do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this?
Well, and, I know you're being asked because I've got people calling me all the time, and I would like to say there's been a few people that I haven't been able to call back. I'd like to apologize for those folks and tell them that to keep trying, because sometimes we get busy. I go back and forth from here to Austin a lot, and I just recently sold a house, which it's taken me about 2 months to get ready to close on, and so some of the people have fallen between the cracks, but stay persistent. I will get back with you.
Yeah, I even had one day where I started getting chat messages from Manny one day because during Stadmiller's show, there were people asking about how to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's on the, well, here's his number. There you go. Have at it.
And yeah, you can't get any better than that. Direct line.
Yeah. I've been just so amazed at the number of people that I'm talking to that want to put these up. And the people that are kind of coming out of the woodwork say, "Hey, by the way, I've got a station here. I've got a station here." That's been really cool, and it's nice seeing that people want to do something. Because I think, Mike, that a lot of times people just don't know what to do. I mean, we talk about taking our country back and changing the way things are, but a lot of people, you know, other than handing out a DVD, they don't know what to do.
Well, if you've got the resources, you know, if God's blessed you with the resources, this is one way to have a serious impact. I know back when I woke up to all this in 99, I just got tired of talking to people, Mike.
Yeah.
And I thought there's got to be an easier way of doing this. And then I heard Alex talking about micro-broadcasting and looked into that, and I was like, wow, this is great. And they shotgun it out there and just put it out there for everybody.
Oh, yeah. You know, instead of just sitting there listening to it by yourself, you know, you can get 1,000 or 2,000 of your best friends to be listening right along there, and educate your community and work to change things not only country wise, but nationally as well too, because you can use this for local announcements as well.
That's true. I know when we did. I've been off the air. I've been broadcasting, but I hadn't done any live breaks for a couple years, and I know a little earlier this year I got in and started doing breaks for the local Ron Paul meetup group out here in Hill Country, and they went from 5 people 1 week to 35 people the next, so there's the power of the community service announcements right there.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why
a substantial amount of people.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I was sitting here at this Ron Paul rally the other day thinking, oh my, we've got to get this micro back up in this city because, I mean, people need to know about Ron Paul. And I thought, you know, we need to tell these people in these meetup groups to get together and start working on getting these stations up, because after the election's over, these can still be used as a great activism tool. One, you're educating, but two, you're able to promote what's going on in your city as far as events and conferences and that kind of stuff that, you know, people, where that people can get information and actually learn what's going on, as they're being educated through the shows and everything that run through the station on a regular basis. That's the key thing. And quite honestly, Mike, if, you know, from a cost standpoint, you get a meetup group together and say, let's do this. Hey, you might be talking 10, 20 bucks a person, and you've out of a meetup group, and you've got a whale of a micro running, maybe two.
Yeah. Well, we certainly now have the people out there. I know, you know, before when I was trying to put one up, it was hard to find anybody that knew anything about it. But there's so many people doing it now that, you know, your listeners have to do is basically call Republic Broadcasting or call you or call me. And, you know, we can put them on the phone to somebody that can answer any question or solve any problem that they've got.
Yeah, you know, Ron Paul's got 70,000. Yeah, Ron Paul's got 70,000 volunteers. If every one of them could chip in $100, that'd be 700 stations up.
Yeah.
Well, more than that actually, because let's see, 70,000 times 10 is that's 700. Yeah, be 700 stations, just instantly, boom, overnight. And when we come back, guys, we'll take some of your calls. We're going to talk about what to do when you start putting this thing up. Some things that you want to consider transmitter-wise. The most important thing is the antenna. We'll talk to you about that when we come back on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Midnight Rider. The number 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And you're plugged in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Talk of flag. I talk of revolution. You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conference again and again and again. Our sanity walks away. All this discussion, the politically correct, is dead beyond destruction, though it leaves me quite erect.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, tonight we're talking micro-broadcasting with Mike Jones of the Texas Resistance Radio Network. We've got John in Iowa and Clarence in Oklahoma holding. Guys, stay right there. We're going to go to you here in just a couple minutes. Mike, let's talk about when you get ready to purchase your equipment and you want to hook it up. Let's start with the antenna first, because the antenna is really the most important thing out of all of this. because it's going to determine if you get out or if you don't.
Well, the antenna is a big part of it, yes. I think one needs to consider if they're look at their budget first. There's a few things that you want to have right off the bat. If you have the right antenna installed, like a three-quarter wave antenna, then if you decide after 6 months that you want to power up from 100 watts to 250 watts, then you won't have to go back and buy another antenna. If you anticipate upgrades, then I would try and anticipate those up front and put the right antenna and the right coax up first and foremost.
And that goes into preparation, and initially what you start transmit. How do you go about setting up your transmitter, and if you need an amplifier, how do you go about all of that?
And what I would recommend, I think the best way of doing it is to implement a 1 watt transmitter, and with let's say with that 1 watt transmitter and a 3/4 wave antenna, which has a magnifying effect of 7, what that allows you to do is upgrade. You can, the piece that you'll be interchanging, you know, throughout the years will be your amplifier. You can start out with something as simple as a 20 watt amplifier, which isn't going to cost you that much, and then you can upgrade in a year to a 150. And then maybe a year later, upgrade to a 300-watt
right.
amplifier and go from there. But if you've already got the antenna in place and the transmitter, that's the key part right there.
Yeah, and you had mentioned, too, that your programming that you're getting, if I remember right from one of our previous conversations, is that you're getting actually all off of KU satellite.
Yeah, I am. My experience has been when there's been too many problems with Internet fall-offs, which are usually,
right.
I think, people problems. And to me, idealistically, I think what an individual would want to do idealistically is to run an Internet-fed FM radio station and have a backup KU satellite system. So if the Internet goes down, then you're able to flip it over to the KU and have uninterrupted programming.
Yeah, so you're always up all the time because, you know, the death knell of any station or any network, for that matter, is dead air. I mean, it's a monster. You give it 5 or 6 seconds and people start hitting that button.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Dead air. And
no.
Don't want any repeat programs and... you know, don't want any distortion. Want to keep it as clean as possible so that people listening think it's actually a commercial station, and they'll listen for quite a while that way.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly, you make it as tight as you can. There's software out there, guys, that's free. I'm going to give you a web address to go to help you, you know, run your programming. It's www.zara radio.com. This is free. It's a good little playout system that will it'll switch back and forth between a satellite dish. It'll pull in internet streams. It'll run local programming if you want it to. So you've got local announcements. It'll run it. It costs you no money. I use it for TruthNet Radio, and it runs like a champ. You can put it on a dog of a computer, and it runs great. It's not a resource hound. There's some other systems out there. Like Sam, but I think for like $150, it's not a bad deal.
It's $279, but I can't. You know what? Let me reiterate. That's a really important point you brought up, because when Radio Free Austin went down and we lost our computer tech, you know, I spent probably $2,000 trying to piece together, you know, a station and had just no idea what would work and what wouldn't work. And that is really the great thing about having all these people and having your experience. I wish I would have known back then, you know, what I know now. Because I would have been right with Zara Radio, because I'm using Sam Broadcasting and I'm having all kinds of problems.
You know, RBN uses a program called Wave Station, and I'll stack up my free copy of Zara Radio against their Wave Station any day of the week. Because, I mean, it's reliable. It fires when it's supposed to. You can set up events in it to tell it at a certain time you do this, at a certain time you do this, and you just walk away and let it do its thing. And that's been a cool thing about it. I mean, I've ran the SAM broadcaster, which has some cool things in it if you were playing music. But for what you're basically going to be doing is switching programming, you know, program A going to program B with maybe a message in between it. This is the perfect thing. And like I said, it doesn't use resources on the computer. You can literally be surfing the net, doing all other kinds of stuff while on that computer. It's running it and doing everything.
I wouldn't recommend SAMs unless you've just got a lot of hands-on computer experience, which I don't.
Well, the difficulty with SAM is that if you wanted to do more than just the basic stuff, then you've got to know how to program it. They've got scripts available that you have to hunt for. That you need to learn how to program in Delphi. And I've taken a stab at it, and it ain't fun.
Well, I just run basic stuff, Mike, and I still can't get it to perform right. I got to call somebody, twice a week, and it's like, this is nuts. I end up running on KU backup all the time, and which doesn't allow me to get my brakes in, you know.
Yeah, well, try the Zara out, you know, and because like I said, it is easy to use. It's pretty straightforward. Matter of fact, I've not even looked at a manual. Well, I've looked at the help section once because I needed to know exactly how to set an event up, but that was it. They've got a forum. The interesting thing is you'll go to this website. It's in Spanish, but there's also an English version of the website. A Spaniard made this, and away you go. Mike, in the chat room, they're wanting to know what's the size of the dish that you would recommend. I know RBN's got a complete system on their website for not a lot of money.
Okay, well, that's a good question. It goes back to what you asked me a while ago. What you've got to do first is look at your budget, how much money you've got to spend. And then what is very helpful to know is you can get a basic system from Rick Satellite for $149 or something in that area. That comes with a very small dish, and it works pretty well. But what you need to understand is that if you're in an area that gets a lot of rain, the rain will wash out the signal. A light storm will wash out the signal just like it does dishNet TV. And what I've done out here is gone with the bigger 36-inch dish, which I think was $200 and some odd, I don't know, just for the dish. So, you've got to ask how much money you've got to spend and exactly what, you know, you're planning on doing with it. If you're covering a big town, you might, and you've got the money, I would recommend going with a little bigger dish.
Yeah, most certainly.
And Rick Satellite, he's a great contact, too, because this guy is very user-friendly. He will help you with anything you need. We've got some really good contacts now, Mike, that we didn't have, you know, a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. So we've got kind of a community starting to build up here where people are willing to help each other. And I think that's very cool. Let's go to the phone. John in Iowa, you've been patiently holding. Thank you for waiting, and you're on the program, sir.
How are you this fine evening?
We're doing fine tonight.
I got a few questions.
Sure.
What if you live next to, well, not next to, but real close to a hospital?
I
wouldn't see a problem.
It shouldn't be a problem. We ran a substation out here in Fredericksburg, 50 yards from the law enforcement center, and we never caught any slack from them.
Okay. What about the, I don't know if this is an issue or not, but the RF radiation, is that an issue with having an antenna close to your home?
At that power rating, probably not. I mean, I know I've read stories a few years ago of guys that would climb towers that were hot, dealing with FM, that they were finding signs of basically being cooked like a microwave. But that's when you're talking 100,000 watts as opposed to 100 or 200. It's no different. You're probably getting less exposure than you would, say, from your normal FM radio station.
Also, what can a person on a really, really limited budget do? I mean, to get in this, is there a place where a person get really cheap equipment used?
How big of a area are you trying to cover?
Not very big. Just something to get started, you know?
Yeah. Well, I am sure you could piece it together relatively inexpensively. I know that I've got bits and pieces of equipment I can help you with, and I can certainly, you know, help you find them. I know we've gotten equipment off of eBay. We've got some really good sources now that we didn't have a couple years ago. So, you know, and I think if you put some effort into it, I think there will be other people that will get behind you and maybe supply you with a transmitter or an amplifier or something like that.
Okay. Because, yeah, for me, I would have to plan ahead and really save, and, you know, I'd have to really make this a project.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on eBay now. There's become actually more and more stuff showing up on eBay. More and more people are actually starting to build stuff and putting it up for sale. So, I mean, you can even get brand new stuff for cheap. There's also a bunch of little Chinese transmitters, believe it or not. I'm not real thrilled with the frequency response of them. But for talk, you know, hey, it wouldn't be too bad. But they would at least get you up and running. And then, you know, you could always, you know, make changes later as, you know, as you go along. Or, you know, get you a couple of buddies together that are patriots in your community and have them pool money together. And you set you go ahead and, you know, and build a bigger one right up front. I mean, there's different ways that you can go about it.
Now, just two more questions. Is there a manner in which you go about, like, say, you know, if you get up and running, you get a listenership, is there a way you can solicit donations, or is that completely out of the question?
Mike, that's a question for you.
Well, I've never solicited donations. I know Radio Free Austin, when we were running there strong for a couple years, we had a top of the hour break, and part of that break, the last part of the tail end, we just told people to go to radiofreeaustin.org for donation information. I wouldn't recommend that you make this a commercial venue. I do know I've had a couple people that have approached me, and then when I found out later on that they were soliciting ads from their neighboring businesses, I told them that they couldn't do it, and I wouldn't have anything to do with them because that'll get you shut down real quick.
No, I wasn't. We're
the mom and pop radio station.
I wasn't looking to make money at all. I just
yeah. Well, I understand, but yeah, as long as you've got a way to crack the mic and let people know, you know, give them a address where they can send donations. I know with Radio Free Austin, you know, our donations probably never did more than $100 to $300 a month, if even that. And we're covering a pretty big city.
And one final question. If you were to say to stream, you know, content, say, off of RBN, and I know you occasionally I hear commercials that are obviously commercial in nature, how would you filter that out? Or,
well, you don't. The people listening recognize those as being RBN-related commercials, so you don't have to worry about those.
Okay. I didn't know if that was going to be a problem, if, you know, with the FCC now or in the future. Just, you know.
No, you know, it's never been with us, you know. Any complaints that have ever generated from what we're doing have been either interference or, you know, somebody that's pissed off about what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. I just, you know, thanks for...
While I'm thinking about it, let me put out my phone number again and write it down, and if you've got any questions, which they always come the day after or a couple of days later, feel free to call me.
Okay.
And my home telephone number out here in Hill Country is the same it's been for 7 years. It's 830-997-0339. And you can call me anytime between 10 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. Just leave
okay,
a brief
cool.
message.
What was that? I didn't...
830-997.
Okay, 997. Okay, I got that.
0339.
Okay, thank you.
And just when you call, I've got one of these cheap slave-marked phone machines. Just speak slowly and succinctly, and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John, for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, and those are all good questions. You know, one, what you can do on a budget, and I like your suggestion of starting out with 1 watt, and then start, you know, with the biggest amplifier that you can afford, and then just go from there. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. You brought up the idea of the antenna, and that's great because, you know, the last thing you want to do is drop down a telescoping mast and have to put another antenna. It's because whenever you put up one of these antennas and you got a mast, usually I know when we put them up, it's a 2 or 3 man job, especially if there's right. a little bit of a breeze outside. That's not something you want to have to bring down.
Yeah, when you're putting something up 40, 50 feet, wind is not your friend. We're going to grab a break here. Clarence, hold on one more commercial break. We'll get to you on the other side. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're plugged into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Singing my love. I can see your face there in my hand.
on the Midnight Rider. Yeah, what a great... I love that song. Waiting for the Sun's the name of it. For the longest time, I didn't know what the name of it was. Jack Spratt told me what it was. It's by a group called Powderfinger out of Australia. Great tune, great tune. We're talking micro-broadcasting tonight. Our guest is Mike Jones with the Texas Resistance Radio Network. And Clarence has been holding for so long. Clarence, you still awake?
Oh, yeah, pretty well. Like, yeah, I'm still here.
How you doing tonight?
Yeah, oh, I'm doing okay. And I tell you what, I'll preface my questions, and it's real simple, two questions or whatever. But I'll preface them telling you that I'm extremely interested in this because, oh, back in my earlier incarnations, 37 years ago, and I hate to give my age away, I worked at the college radio station at what used to be called Central State University in Edmonton.
Yes, indeed.
And I've taken the magazines, you know, remember the old Electronics Illustrated, Popular Electronics, and now I take the current magazine, Popular Communications. Now, that being the preface, it's been a while. I'm, you know, technically challenged, as they would say. And what I want to ask is, number one, have they changed the FCC regulations about the amount of power that the station can put out?
Mike, you want to take that or you want me to?
Well, I tell you what, we'll both take it. You give them your spin and I'll give them mine.
Answer to that is no. They came up with a classification. If they got rid of the Class D licenses, and you're probably familiar with those, Clarence.
Right.
Class D was 10 watts. They got rid of that, and then they came up with a thing called Part 15, where you can use Part 15, but only your neighbor's going to hear it if you're lucky. They've not opened the door to any new low power applications. They don't intend to. Because the big corporate lobbies don't want it. And so the answer to that is no, the law hasn't changed. Well, their rules haven't changed. I'm not going to say it's the law because I think there's some certain arguments there that one can make.
Right. Now, what I'm asking is, obviously the FCC is not obviously going after y'all. Is that the case? They're not?
Well, in the 7 years I've been doing it, I've received 4 or 5 letters from the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've ignored all of those letters. I have yet to have any equipment confiscated. I have yet to spend any time in jail. Well, time in jail for that, anyway. I don't think you have anything to fear. They're too busy.
Yeah, hold on a second, Clarence. Wait right there. We got a break. This is the Midnight Rider. We're not going to ask about the rest of his arrest record. Don't go anywhere. Back in 70 seconds.
With